Torah, Lamed Zayin, Part Zayin. The spirit desire to include itself in Hashem Yitbarach. And this is what it's written, Hizaru bevnei ha'aretz lechabdam. Be careful with the poor people, people with our ba'al teshuva, people that it's not easy to recognize their greatness. Torah is warning us to respect them, to love them, to appreciate them. Kedei sheishtokek haTorah shehi hanefesh veikalel b'shorsho shehu hakavod. That the Torah, that it's the spirit, going to have the desire to include itself in the honor, in Hashem Yitbarach himself. So by that you're going to respect him, he's going to wake up to do tshuva, to want. If he sees that he's coming to a place that people appreciate him, that people listen to him, so he'll say, okay, I'll try some more. It's worth it. It's worth it for me to try to work some more on myself. And by that, mehem tetzet Torah, from them the Torah gonna come out. Why the Torah gonna come out from them? Why not from the Talmidei Chachamim, Amitim? Why not from the Tzadikim? Why the Torah is saying shemehem tetzet Torah, that from them the Torah gonna come out? The reason of the creation of this world is to reveal the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. If now Hashem got a loyal servant that is serving him so in such an amazing way and mamash nice and he's doing everything that he can and Hashem gonna pay him a big reward on it, that's not the greatness of Hashem. That's the basic mamash. It's a very basic thing that a person, someone that works for you, you're going to pay him what did he deserve. To pay a huge reward to the righteous people, it's not the greatness of Hashem. It's an obvious thing. It's for sure going to happen. But if Hashem takes someone that is not worthy and have mercy on him and lift him and upgrade him to a level that, mamash, you're going to be amazed, inspired to see how much he achieved. That's the mercy of Hashem. That's the greatness of Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach created the world to have mercy on his creations. So for that, the Torah is going to come out from vessels that weren't worthy before. Because the meaning of the word Rachamim, mercy, is to help someone that is not worthy. To pay, to give to someone that's worthy, that you owe him, that he's supposed to receive. So it's obvious, it's simple, it's not mercy. Mercy is when he's not worthy and you give him anyway. That's mercy. So the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world at all is only for that. That the Torah is going to illuminate from the dark places, from people that are not worthy. And that's the explanation of what it's written. Dirshu Hashem. You need to ask for Hashem, to demand Hashem. In the Itbodedut, we have to have courage. We have to believe in ourselves when we're going to do Itbodedut. If you go and you cry and you whine to Hashem and you're so poor and you beg for mercy, it's not the will of Hashem. Hashem is not looking for poor people, weak people, pathetic people, sad people, depressed people. To worship him, to tell him, oh no, bunch of wimps. You can say that in front of the camera? It's yep. Okay, no problem. Today, in those days, it's okay. It's nemushot. It's not what that Hashem needs. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that if a person, if people would know, Am Yisrael would know how much Hashem Yitbarach loves them, so they would chase after him like lions. Hashem needs lions to serve him. Heroes. Giburei koach, osei devaro, lishmoa bekol devaro. Heroes. Satan with superpowers to serve him with all of the powers that you have, and to look for more, and what else can we do for you, Hashem? And Misirut Nefesh, ready to die, to sacrifice all of the powers, all of the wisdom, all of the talents, all of the abilities, every moment that you have, and to use all of the powers that Hashem gave you. That's the greatness of the king, that he's got warriors, not that he's got poor bunch of people that are dragging themselves after Hashem. I wish that I could serve him. I want to do some more. Hashem wants us, each and everyone, to hold the sword in his hand, sword of tefillah. If now you go to the field and you come to whine and to cry and to beg, Hashem, please. You need to know that Hashem wants to give you. More than you want to receive, Hashem wants to give you. And everyone with a point of truth, with eyes, a little bit eyes of truth, to look at your life, you're going to see that you received a lot more than you deserve to receive. So it means that Hashem's mercy is on, it's working, everything is on. Everything is working. So what's missing? The only thing that missed is you. Is where are you holding in that Avodat Hashem? You decided already that you're going to serve Hashem no matter what, and you don't care about eating and drinking and sleeping and getting married, not getting married, having a house, not having a house, with problems in the plumbings, with smiles and support, without. Have you come to that point that you decided, I'm serving Hashem and I don't care no matter what's going to happen? This is what that missing. This is what that you miss in your Avodat Hashem. That understanding that you are here for Him, and then this is it. And when you come to that understanding, so from that moment and on, you don't care about nothing. Yes, you're married. Yes, you're not married. Yes, your wife is smiling. No, she's cranky. She's angry. She's furious. You have parnasa. You don't have parnasa. All of those things are things that comes to check you if you're here for yourself or if you're here for Hashem. If now your wife, she is not smiling to you and you have issues and now you cannot learn because of that, or you cannot respect her because of that, it means that you're here for yourself. If now you don't have parnasa and you cannot keep on believing in Hashem Yitbarach and keep on thanking Hashem Yitbarach, it means that you're here for yourself. You're here to have money, you're here to have peace in your house, you're here, not because Hashem commanded, don't lie, don't say, no, Hashem commanded that I'm going to have shalom bayit. Hashem also commanded that you're going to be happy. Hashem also commanded that you will never going to hurt no one in your life, that you will never going to rebuke and insult no person ever, never. Hashem commanded all of those things. So if Hashem commanded all of those things and you're really so dedicated and you really want to serve Him, so, kadima, let's see you. Life is a test. Test to reveal your will. This is why always we're coming to that point, that the only thing that we can work on is our will. Because if your will is going to be strong, nothing going to reject you. Because en davar ha'omed bifnei ha'ratzon, that is, there is nothing that can stand against your will. And your will, it's not your success. Your will, it's just your point of truth. Where are you holding be'emet, truly, in your Avodat Hashem? If you're here for Hashem Yitbarach, or if you're here for yourself. If you have a will that is dedicated for Hashem and you don't care, you're like a lion that doesn't know how to go back. Don't have that in your program. This is it. It's not exist. I'm here for Hashem. So a lion also can die in the battlefield. So what? You can die as a lion. Die as a lion. What do you care? You're here to live. You need to achieve 120 or 70 or 80. What do you care? So you're going to die like Rabbi Akiva on Kiddush Hashem. Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away when he was 38. So what? Every time you try to describe Rabbeinu, you see the oldest person you ever saw in your life. And he was only 38. Ari HaKadosh passed away when he was 38 years old. Ari HaKadosh. Ari HaKadosh was 38 when he passed away. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That on him it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh that he is Saba de Savin, the old people of all old people. Saba de Savin, he said, Ani Saba de Savin. I'm the Saba means grandfather, but it's actually the oldest person of all old persons. Saba de Savin. That's Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
So if Rabbeinu came to that level when he was 38, he said, I cannot climb to a higher level in my body anymore. This is it. My body cannot achieve more than that. So he had to went back to heaven. What do you care to achieve so much in the age of 38 or 48 or 58? What do you think? You think because you have plans, you have will, you have desires, you want to be old, you're afraid of death. Why are you afraid of death? Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? There is something to be afraid of. The only reason you're afraid to die is because you don't believe that there is life after death. If you would understand that there is eternal life after death, and you just meet father, and this is it, and granny, I miss you so much. No problems anymore. So what are you afraid of? What are you going to lose? No more pancakes? No more ice cream? No more Ben and Jerry's? What's going to happen? What are you going to lose? No more lust and desires? You're just afraid. You're just afraid. The truth is that you're just afraid. Why are you afraid? Because you lack of that. You don't know. You're not sure that after death, you meet Hashem. You're afraid. Why are you afraid? Because you haven't thought about it enough. This is it. Not because of your sins, because if you had fear from heaven, if really you would be afraid to sin, you wouldn't sin. So it's not that you're really afraid to be punished on your sins. You're not thinking about it at all. You don't care about it. This is why you keep on sinning. Bottom line, Shura Tachtona, say the truth. You don't have Yirat Shamayim, because the proof that you're not afraid of nothing is that you keep on sinning. You keep on doing whatever you like, whenever you like. So you don't have Yirat Shamayim. So it's not that you're afraid to be punished because you're afraid of Hashem. You're not afraid of no one. You're not concentrated enough to be afraid of someone. You don't have Yirat Shamayim. You're not afraid. You don't care. You can be angry whenever you want. You don't care. You can be sad whenever you want. You don't care. You can talk Lashon Hara whenever you want. You don't care. So Yirat Shamayim, it's not the reason that you're afraid to be punished, to be judged. That's not the reason you're afraid. The only reason that you're afraid to die is because you're not sure that after death there is life. The only way to bring yourself to that understanding that you will not gonna care anymore. Not care anymore about nothing. We live, we're not gonna live. With money, without money, with Torah, without Torah, with a wife, without a wife, with children, without children. What do you care? What do you care? What do you care? Why do you care so much? You care because you're not concentrated. To be concentrated, to be focused in the purpose, for that you need to have good itbodedut every day. Good itbodedut. And in that itbodedut, like Shabbos, you need to prepare yourself every eve of Shabbos like you complete everything that you were supposed to do. This is it. Shabbat is mein olam haba. It's like a world to come. When it's the eve of Shabbos, you need to clean yourself from everything. If suddenly you have someone you need to apologize, it's like before of death. You need to make immediately that phone call to tell him, hello, my good friend, I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm apologizing. It's before of Shabbos. Now Shabbos is coming, so I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. This is it. Sorry, forgive me. I'm doing tshuva. Hang up the phone. This is it. Shabbos, it's a world to come. Itbodedut, exactly the same. When you go to Itbodedut, you have to be ready to give yourself back to Hashem Yitbarach. For what you came today to the Itbodedut? To stand up in front of Hashem. To let Hashem judge you on every detail, scan you. From head to toe, everything is open. I'm standing in front of you, Hashem. In front of you, Hashem. Everything is open. All of the cards are open, Hashem Yitbarach. I'm not hiding anymore. The secret of a real Yirei Shamayim is that 24/7, all of the cards are open. He's not hiding. Even when he's falling, he's admitting. When Natan HaNavi rebuked David HaMelech and told him, you sinned, David HaMelech said, you're right. That's the greatness of a tzaddik. Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. A tzadik and tzadik asher yaseh tov velo echta. There is no righteous man that's going to do only good and will not going to sin. Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. Minimum 7 times the righteous man falls in his life. The Torah is rebuking Abraham, rebuking Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, everyone on their mistakes. The Torah is not shy, is not afraid of no one. Kadosh Baruch Hu lo noseh panim leish. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling everyone, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to tell you also, every detail. So why to wait to Judgment Day? Why not to open up your heart today? Why not to open yourself to Hashem, to tell Him, Hashem, what can I do? That's the truth. This is me. This is me. I'm a sinner. What to do? I have lust for women. I have desire for food. I have a tired, weak, lazy body, Bore Olam. I don't love the Torah so much. What can I do? I rather to make barbecues and to eat marshmallow and candies and food and Pepsi, cola all day long. What can I do? And women, woo! Sorry, Ribono Shel Olam. Say the truth. Admit. Don't lie. Mechaseh peshav lo yatzliach. A person that tries to hide his crimes, his sins, he will never going to succeed. Because sheker tzaf al pnei ha'mayim, the lies are floating, coming up. You cannot hide. Cameras everywhere. Besod even titzak mikirin, the secret of stone screaming from the walls. Your neshama going to testify on you. Hizaher shmor picha mishochevet chekecha, from your soul. Your soul going to testify on you. Your soul going to stand in judgment day and going to tell, he dragged me to that place and to that place in that day, in that hour, for 20 minutes we were there, for 20 minutes we were there, for 5 hours he was talking over the phone and he was doing this and that and he was touching that and he was smelling that and he was doing that and he was thinking that. Your thoughts, everything going to be open. Sof davar hakol nishma, in the end of things, everything going to be heard. Everything. Nothing gonna disappear except of what? Things that you're gonna do tshuva on them today. Things that you've done on them tshuva will be erased. Because if you judge yourself here in this world, we're not gonna judge you in the world to come. So why not to do tshuva? Is it so painful for your arrogant to sit and to admit, to stand up and admit? You remember what you've done. And you have also good arguments. You can explain to Hashem Yitbarach why you done that. No one is shooting you. No one is chasing after you. So just admit. And if it's too hard for you to do a complete 1 hour like that, so take 10 minutes every day for that. First of all, thank Hashem. First of all, praise Hashem. Look at the good points that you have in your life. And then judge yourself for 10 minutes a day. For half an hour maximum. And after it, you're going to feel relief. That's the proof that you made tshuva. That you removed that burden from your shoulders. You're going to stand and you're going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm sorry that I made you angry. That I don't care about your wonderful Shabbos. That I don't care about Bitul Torah. Righteous people were sacrificing themselves not to cancel one moment of Torah. And I can sleep for weeks, can sleep for months, for hours, for days. Who cares? That's the truth. I admit on that. I do tshuva. By doing that tshuva, those two words, Hashem, I'm sorry. Help me for the future. Those couple of words, this is it. You clean that sin from yourself. It will never going to come back again. You removed it. And if you're going to be careful to do that every day, you can clean everything. This is why the mitzvah of tshuva is the biggest mitzvah of them all. Because it's the only solution. Only solution that you have. Or else, you're going to drag more, and take more, and carry some more, and more, and more, and more, and more, and more. And this is it. You see old people getting to 50, getting to 60, to 70. If they're not doing tshuva, they're getting crazy. They're losing their minds. You see outside, you can see our parents, you can see our neighbors, you can see our friends. People in the age of 60, if they're not doing daily tshuva, you don't have no one to talk to. He's stupid. He's a moron. This is it. He's blocked. No brain anymore. Not. The systems are not functioning anymore. This is it. Bore Olam is closing the path for tshuva from him. And this is it. He cannot do tshuva. Talk to him about tshuva. Don't educate me. I was religious when I was in your age. I know also about tshuva. I was learning in the Beit Midrash. And did it help you? Not help you at all. Peace in the house you don't have. To respect your wife you don't know. To say thank you and a cup of coffee you're not able. You're not able to say, I'm sorry if you hit your child. You don't know nothing. You cannot do tshuva on the minimum of things. Purity of the family, it's not an option. Keeping Shabbos, it's so far from you. So where are you holding? A person that is not putting tefillin in his head every day, he doesn't have a share in the world to come. A person that is not keeping Shabbos, he doesn't have a share in the world to come. If you think that the Torah of Hashem Yitbarach is a joke, it's not a joke. If you think that in Judgment Day someone going to come with his mercy to judge you, you're fooling yourself. Judgment Day, it's not Mercy Day. It's Judgment Day. In Judgment Day, the books are open. Everything is on the table. Judging you on every detail, every sin, every crime. Everything you violated, you're going to be judged on it and going to be punished. And if you're going to have some leftovers, so you're going to have a life in the world to come. But if not, if you haven't brought anything, so you don't have anything for the world to come. This is why a stupid person, a foolish person, is not taking that opportunity today. Is it so hard? It's the easiest mitzvah of them all to do tshuva. That's the trick. That's the thing. You just need to get rid of your arrogance. This is it. This is the pain. This is what makes you suffer. This is why you're not doing tshuva. Because you don't feel comfortable with the fact that you're a sinner, that you're not an angel, that you're not righteous, that you're not a chief rabbi, that you're not Rav Nachman Breslev, that you're not some kind of admor, I don't know what. People are not kissing your hands, I don't know what, putting money in your pockets, I don't know what. Imaginations. If you would just realize, I'm going to give report on every detail, and if I'm not going to be able to talk, so my soul going to snitch, my soul going to tell. The walls, the stones going to testify on me. The sheets of my bed going to testify on me. The world is screaming the truth. Emet me'eretz tzmach. The truth is going to reveal itself. So why to be stupid and to wait to Judgment Day? Why not to take that candy, that amazing gift, the best gift of them all, to be a real Baal Tshuva and to start confessing every day? Take 10 minutes every day of your life. Stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and start mentioning details. Say, Borei Olam, I'm sorry. I'd rather to watch nonsense in YouTube than to learn Torah. Sorry. Reality. This is me. Funny things. Clips on cats. On dogs. It's more interesting for me than Masechet Bruches, Masechet Shabbos, Masechet Makos. I'm sorry, Hashem. I like to see kittens. Kittens playing with balls and falling from the table. And I don't know, I like it better, Hashem. I'm sorry. It's stupid, I know. Sounds crazy that I'm in that level. But what can I do? To hide it from you, Hashem? Is it going to help me to hide? That's my level, stupid level, but that's my level, Hashem. I'd rather to drink arak and to drink whiskey than to drink potion of life, Torat Chaim. Hashem, I'm sorry. What can I do? Every opportunity that I have to make lechayim, to drink some beer, to drink some vodka, alcohol, tequila, immediately I'm there. First one there. Sorry, Hashem. Stupid level. Pathetic level. But my level. This is me, Hashem. So, I'm sorry. This is it. No one is asking you to kill yourself, to commit suicide, to shoot yourself in the head. No one is. Just that you're going to say the truth. In that moment that you said the truth, that sin is not a burden on your life anymore. It's not a weight that is bothering and squeezing you down like it was until today. Hashem, I'm sorry. When I see women that for me, for my craziness, they look beautiful, it makes me crazy. I forget the Torah. I forget the obligation. I'm starting to wander with my thoughts after nonsense, imaginations. Maybe I'm going to marry her. Maybe I'm going to marry her. Maybe few. I'm Sfaradi. I don't have to follow the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. I have a lot of options. Maybe. So Hashem, I'm sorry. Bring it to the field. Bring it to Judgment Day. Make for yourself a small Yom Kippur of 1 hour every day. And when you're going to do that, you're going to feel relief. You're going to feel relief because that's the way. That's the way. Because in the moment that a person is doing tshuva, kol mitcharet al avonot, just regret on his sin, mochalin lo al kol avonotav. They're opening for him a way to bring forgiveness to all of his sins. Why? Because that like a sin drags another sin after it, also a mitzvah goreret mitzvah. Also a mitzvah brings another mitzvah after it. So if you started to do tshuva and you do it daily, you show to Hashem Yitbarach, you reveal to Hashem Yitbarach your real will. And then Hashem Yitbarach is going to help you with it. Because Abal Yitair Mesayin Lo, a person that comes to purify himself, they help him. They're going to help you. Suddenly you're going to remember more things from your childhood, from your youth, from 2 years ago, from 1 week ago. You say, hey, I didn't notice. I'm sorry, Hashem, also on that. And Hashem going to bring something else. And then you need to be brave. Not to fall to sadness. From what you fall into sadness? From the situation that you're already at. So you were supposed to be in sadness already. Now, when it's coming back to you, you have the opportunity to do tshuva on it. So why to fall to sadness? I don't know, be happy. You see another thing? Great, thank you Hashem for the opportunity to do tshuva. But it's only when your brain is programmed on that on the tshuva shita process. That everything that is coming, it's reveal your will. If you rather to serve yourself, so every mistake that you have in your life, you take it into sadness, into frustration, into depression, into anger. Things are not going on like I want. Why it's not happening? Why Hashem is not serving me like He's supposed to? Why my friends are not helping my tshuva? Why my parents? And you're blaming it. But if your will is dedicated to serve Hashem Yitbarach, and now Hashem rebukes you and reveals to you your lackings, your things that you need to fix, so for you it's gift. Sasa nochi alimratecha kemotze shalal rav. It's a loot. It's gifts. It's treasures. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach that you helped me to fix myself today before of Judgment Day. Because what I'm going to do in Judgment Day? Can you stand in front of all of that scroll of sins that you brought? For 20, 30, 50, 60, 70 years of fun? Can you do tshuva on all of that in Judgment Day? You bring so many loads of mitzvot that they're going to balance it in the end. So why not to start removing those sins? Another wagon and another box and another treasures of sins. Throw them. Another one, wonderful, send it, ship it to Yam HaMelech, another one, ship it to Dead Sea, another one, wonderful, why not? Sorry Hashem, I was with a Goya, I'm doing tshuva, I regret. I'm sorry Hashem, I sinned in Zera Lebatala, I confess, I'm sorry, I regret, help me not to fall to that contaminated place again, thank you. I'm sorry Hashem, I was with a girlfriend of my best friend, I'm sorry Hashem, it wasn't right, forgive me. Move on! Are you afraid to admit? Why are you afraid? It's all going to come up back again. So why not to admit? If you admit and do tshuva, you're never going to see it again. But if not, those demons are waiting for you, for the opportunity to jump all over you, to eat you alive. But if you do tshuva, this is it. You're killing them. You take their head off. Every time that you open your mouth in tshuva, cheref yifiyot beyadam. It's a sword of sharp from two sides. You're slaughtering them with your tshuva. This is it. When you do tshuva and you confess, you walk with a sword and you kill all of those demons that you created them. And if you're not doing tshuva, so you don't have the sword of tefillah, so they're jumping all over you. You have craziness in your mind, and you have bad thoughts, and sadnesses, and fears, anxieties, frustrations, and you don't know what's going to be, where I'm going to be, how I'm going to live, with who I'm going to get married, where we're going to rent, where we're going to have money for, where you don't have faith, you don't have confidence, you don't have Hashem. Why? Because sins are blocking the light of Hashem from you. So you don't believe in yourself, you cannot believe in righteous people that are telling you that tshuva going to clean you, you cannot count on them because you're so afraid. Why? Because things are jumping all over you and makes you crazy. But if you're just going to decide, I'm listening to the voice of Tzadikim, and I'm keeping that mitzvah tshuva, I want to be about tshuva. You started your tshuva process because tzitzit was so nice, because kippah looked so good on your haircut. Because you wanted a black jacket and black pants and a white shirt. This is it. That's the reason? Or that you started to feel bad with your sins and you felt regret and you wanted to fix your ways and to stop lying and to stop stealing and to stop cheating everyone and especially yourself. That was the reason that you started tshuva, right? So go back to that. Go back to the beginning point. Keep on being a Baal tshuva. Don't become to be religious. It's the most pathetic thing in the world to be religious. There is no bigger joke than that. In the world to come, But I was religious. Move away. Hashem going to slap you in the face.
I was religious for 70 years. I was running the Beit Knesset in my town. You don't know. Who are you? Who sees you?
You were killing people. You were slaughtering people. Now there is a huge, huge, gigantic Beit Knesset. Empty one. Empty Beit Knesset.
They don't let us use it. They don't want us to use it.
Why? Why? Say why.
We're afraid.
Why are you afraid? That you're going to take over. I'm going to sign to you on every letter that you want that we're not going to take over, that we're not going to touch. We just want to learn Torah. You have a huge Beit Knesset. 200 meters Beit Knesset. Empty.
No. We're afraid you're going to steal it.
Okay. So enjoy it. It's yours. What are they going to do in the world to come? What they going to do in the world to come? They had a huge Beit Knesset. Huge amounts of people wanted to learn in that Beit Knesset. And they were afraid that they're going to steal the Beit Knesset from them. Can you answer in Judgment Day? You cannot answer. If you're not going to seek for Hashem Yitbarach every day of your life to see what Hashem wants from you, you are never going to make it. So many fears, so many worries, so many confusions. Why? Because you're not clarifying for yourself, what am I doing here in this Olam Azmani, temporary world? You're here for the time that Hashem decides for you. No one promised to you 70 years even. No one promised to you 60. No one promised to you 50. No one promised to you nothing. You should do whatever you can do to clean yourself now, not today. Now, achshav, arega, now, in this moment, you need to do tshuva. Immediately. Immediately. If you will have a drop of logic in your mind, when those classes are ending, you need to tell Hanan, bye-bye, see you. Running to the field to do tshuva. Coming back with swollen eyes after 2 hours. The tshuva that we can do after those amazing classes that Hashem is bringing down to the last generation is the tshuva that can clean for everyone, not only for ourselves. Because when you're a Baal tshuva, when you're coming back with those tearing eyes from the field and people are looking at you, fear is falling on them. They're afraid to look at you. They see you as an angel of Hashem Yitbarach. When you come out from a class like that, people look at you differently. Your neshama glows. You have light in your neshama. But the Yetzer Hara immediately takes you to the sandwiches, and to the coffee, and to the mincha, and to the iPhones, and to the iPod, and to the I don't know what. And you lose all of the inspiration. And then you go to the field at 6, at 7, dead tired, worried, full with sins and avonot that confuse your mind, and you're not able to do nothing. When you see something, you need to jump on it. You see an opportunity to do tshuva, you need to take it and to run with it to the field. Run with it to the field. I'm not coming to praise myself. From my point of view, I'm the most pathetic person I ever met in my life. You don't know, I'm talking from a broken heart, from the walls of my heart, from the bottom of my stomach. I'm screaming to you for help. I'm the lowest person I ever met in my life. I'm telling you, mamash, I'm not lying to you. I know that Hashem is listening to every word that I'm saying. How I came to that? I was the most arrogant person in the world 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Only with Hitbodedut. I know today that I'm no good at nothing. And only Hashem can save me. How I came to that? Rab David Chaim Stern, Rab Alter David Chaim Stern testify on me. That person got a real Yirat Shamayim only because that he made thousands of hours of Hitbodedut. The secret is not me. The secret is the field. When you're going to go to the field like that, I'm going to the field all of the time to solve all of your problems, all of your issues, and you're not going to be afraid to admit I'm pathetic, I'm low, I'm stupid, I'm a jerk, I'm a total moron, I'm a fager, the fook, screwed up, totally, the fook. Metumta, me fager, me fager. Shote, totally full. Losing every good thing that receives from Hashem. Losing every good opportunity. Admit. How many diamonds I had in my hands until today, and how I lost every one, every single one of them. Ruined my own Shalom Bayit, ruined my own Limud HaTorah, ruined my own children's education, ruined my own relationship with my rabbi, ruined my own tshuva. But, not to fall to sadness, to stupid, selfish sadness out of it. Stand up back, like a warrior, on your legs and say, I don't give up. Rabbeinu said, no despair in the world at all. I want you, Hashem. No matter how much I screwed up, no matter how much I ruined, if you believe that you can ruin, you should believe that you can fix. Hashem, I want to fix. I don't care how many things I lost in my life. I lost a lot more before that I started to live again in my tshuva process. I had my 20, 30 years of real empty life before I started tshuva. So now, it's not real loss. I'm still gaining a lot. I'm still learning, Baruch Hashem. I'm still praying. I'm still davening. I'm still giving a little bit of tzedakah. I'm still helping few people. I'm still doing some good in my life. And I want more. For you, Hashem, I want more. Every one of us were good stones in the crown of Hashem Yitbarach. You are the tefillin of Hashem Yitbarach. You're the glory. You're the beauty. In you, Hashem is praising. Hashem is saying, look at my children. Those are us. It's you. It's you. It's you. Yuda, you hear me? It's you. It's every one of us. Everyone. Yetzirah is telling you how bad you are. You need to know I have a soul inside of myself. And my soul is beautiful. It's been carved under the throne of honor. And I don't care no matter what I'm going to go through in my life. I'm going to keep on wanting Hashem Yitbarach. I will want Him forever. With hands, I'm going to clap Him. Without hands, I'm going to walk. With legs, I'm going to walk. Without legs, I'm going to crawl. I won't be able to crawl. My lips going to keep on whispering, Hashem, I want you. Hashem, I want you. And if you are not going to have the ability for that, on that it says, I'm going to want you from my heart. Until the last beat of my heart, I'm going to want you, Hashem. With no abilities at all. With no powers at all. I'm going to want you, Hashem. In that, all of your Avodat Hashem depends. And this is how they're judging you. If you want or if you don't want. Because if you're able or not able, it's only gifts from Hashem Yitbarach. But the will is free in your hand if to want or not to want. To succeed, who cares? Hashem going to decide. I'm not here for the success. I'm here to complete my mission. To do what that is in my powers to do. And in my powers, it's only the will. Only to want. And now, how it's going to look? What I'm going to go through? I don't care. Truly, I don't care. Who cares? If I can want Hashem Yitbarach from every place, so who cares? If they're going to be a blonde woman over there, or not. If they're going to be a huge castle over there, or not. If they're going to be a limo over there, or not. And that whiskey collection, or not. Or those Cubans that you need them so much, or not. Who cares? Who cares? For what are you here? For Cubans? If you're here to serve Hashem, there is nothing that is stopping you from doing it. Unfortunately, no excuses anymore. To serve Hashem Yitbarach means to want. And to do that, you don't need nothing. You don't need a computer, you don't need an apartment, you don't need a wife, you don't need money. To want Hashem, you need something? Don't lie. You don't need nothing. You just need to have that will inside.
And if you see that your will is weak, because you, to serve Hashem, you need some beers once in a while, some cigarettes once in a while, some women once in a while, some money once in a while, so your will is weak. So work on your will. Go to the field every day and admit in front of Hashem Baruch that your will is weak and ask for a chizuk, strengthening your will. Hashem, let me want you. This is it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. Everyone that wants not to come to the yeshiva and to go to do along it with the dude, no problem. Hanan is gonna be here. But I will be here to help to give a class for everyone that wants. At 12.